Harvey Hill was attacked on his front porch by two men. Cornered, he pulled out a gun and shot one of them in the stomach. The state charged Hill with aggravated battery with a firearm, and he claimed the stand your ground defense, asking the charge be dropped. But there's one problem. Hill is a felon. The state argued it was illegal for Hill to have a gun in the first place, and so he couldn't claim stand your ground immunity. Stetson professor Susan Roselle says stand your ground creates a presumed justification for use of force in certain circumstances, things like home or car invasion. But that presumption has a cost.
The price the legislature attaches to that expansion is the additional limitation of not engaging in unlawful activity.
The bill's sponsor, Ocala Republican Representative Dennis Baxley, says the legislature drew this distinction to make sure illegal acts didn't become legal.
We didn't want it to apply to situations where people were involved in illegal activity, whether it was drug wars or gang wars or anything other than a law-abiding citizen innocently carrying on their life in their home, in their car, or somewhere they have a right to be and to become a victim of a criminal violent attack.
The 4th District Appeals Court agreed with the state's reasoning and said Hill's possession of a gun blocked his stand your ground claim. But then Hill's lawyers tried a different tack. Again, they wanted to throw out the aggravated battery charge, but to do so they looked to a different statute. Actually, they turned to the one that stand your ground amended. Florida's pre-existing self-defense law wasn't scrapped when Stand Your Ground was passed. Lawmakers did remove the assumption the person should try to leave a threatening situation, but Roselle says defendants still have to show they were justified in using force.
The defendant who's asserting self-defense, is always going to be in a position of saying, hey jury, I was reasonable in believing that I needed to use this force.
Unlike with Stand Your Ground, where use of force is presumed to be justified, relying on Florida's underlying self-defense law requires the defendant show their use of force was necessary. But outspoken opponent of Stand Your Ground, Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams, says this case shows the law is inconsistent.
We're trying to get an ambiguous law off the book because we know that our communities are not safe, and we know that these court cases and the way that the laws apply is confusing to not only the lay person, but to those professionals who have to interpret, enforce, and try this law.
Baxley says it's too early to determine whether the Hill case will prompt further amendments, but he adds nothing's ever finished in legislation. The case returns to the criminal court now, where Hill's justification will be decided. Regardless of these findings, though, Hill is still on the hook for three other counts, including felon in possession of a firearm or ammunition. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.